I would get back to sheaves.
Well, if we're talking about a bushel, we're talking about, or it can be apples or anything.
Or quarry bushels, you mean.
And we're talking about oats being, when oats are harvested, or, you know, would you say oats are harvested or oats is harvested?
I would say oats are harvested, right. And I don't know why.
Yeah, and would you say when that machine they used to...
Is a harvester, or I believe they call it a thrasher.
Yeah, now if you're using that as a verb, that the thrasher...
They thresh the wheat.
Okay. And if two people are going to have to do something, say, might say, we're going to have to do this, or you might say...
You and I are going to do it.
And not one of us, but...
Both of us.
Yeah, and you and someone else, and your husband, let's say, are coming over, you'd say,
you all are coming
over. Well, I get that. That's the next page. But the two people are coming, you say...
You're both coming.
Yeah, he and...
He and she are coming.
Yeah. And if the phone rings, someone asks for you, you might say speaking, or you might say it's...
This is she.
Or it's... If you were going to say, someone asks for you, and if you were going to say it's...
I would just say this is she.
All right, if you're going to use, but if you said it's...
It's me?
Yeah. Yeah. It's me rather than...
It's I.
Yeah, which of those...
I guess that's the reason I avoid it, because it's I would be what I would want to use, and it's me is what I would use, and I just say that this is she.
All right. And how about with other people now, with other pronouns, male, female? And
he is here, he isn't.
No, it's
it is he, it is she.
And
him, her.
And they or them, it's them or
it's they.
Right. And he isn't as tall as
I,
and I'm not as tall
as she.
All right. See, I'd help him, but he can do it better
by himself.
Yeah, or
better than I can.
Yeah, and talk about the greatest distance you could walk. You'd say 2 miles is the
limit.
Yeah, or using far as it.
It's the furthest I could walk.
Yeah, and if something belongs, I say, whose tape recorder is that? You say it's...
Yours.
It belongs to both of us. You say it's...
Ours.
It belongs to them.
It's theirs.
And it belongs to him.
It's his.
And it belongs to her.
It's hers.
All right. And you want to know when one person is coming again, you'd say,
when are you coming?
Now, if there's more than one person.
When are you all coming?
But now but you'd never use that for one person.
No. No, it has to be more than one person.
But it can be two.
Oh, yes. It's sort of a friendly plural.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever use that in the possessive, talking about a car or something?
It would be yours. It wouldn't be you all's.
Okay. Or if you wanted to know everyone who was at a party, might ask a friend...
Tell me who all was there.
Yeah. And you want to know everything they said.
I don't think I'd go as far as what all.
All right. Or what all's. What all's. I don't know how that would be used. What all's new or something. Or would. Now you said you. But you. You might say who all was there.
I doubt that I would, but.
That would be more.
It would be very. I have heard it.
What about. You want to know if a number of people's children were there. Would you ever ask who?
Who brought their children?
No, who? Children. Would you ever?
Whose children?
Who all? Yeah, not who all's children.
No.
Okay. Some children have been taken care of by their parents, and now they're married and they're off. And now you say now they've got to look out
for themselves.
And you'd say, I'd do it for him, but it would be better if he did it
for himself.
And bread made of different kinds of bread made of wheat.